Bolton was a speaker at the Domenici Public Policy Conference at New Mexico State University. Bolton says he is not hopeful about the situation in Syria. He says it's unlikely Syria will give up all its chemical weapons, and the United States and Russia have their own work to do on that issue.
Russia hasn't complied with its own obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention. It has not made a full declaration of its chemical weapons assets when the treaty came into force in the mid-1990s. And it's long been suspected that Russia continues active work on fourth and fifth generation chemical weapons. Both we and Russia are behind in our treaty obligations to destroy our own stocks of chemical weapons. When we declared our stocks in the mid-1990s, we had 31,500 tons of chemical weapons. 31,500 tons. So the idea that the Assad regime is going to happily declare what its chemical weapons assets are and have them destroyed in the middle of a civil war is nothing short of delusional.
Illustrating the complexity of international relations and views on Middle East policy, Bolton also expressed a common refrain among those critical of United States efforts over the past few years. On one hand, Bolton expressed the strong need for the U.S. to be a world leader and be deeply involved with other countries. But on the other hand, he said the United States should not expect that we can influence other countries to become democracies. In fact, he said the U.S. should help to support the military in Egypt, which recently conducted a coup of the elected government. For KRWG, I'm Fred Martino.